Hi, it's Jeff, host of the podcast. My latest author interview will be up in just one moment. I'm not going to ask you to buy anything. I'm not going to ask you to go and review the podcast. What I am going to do is take just one brief moment and ask you to recommend the podcast to just one friend. If you're a writer, or if you're someone who just loves books and you love this podcast and the interviews that I do, all that I ask is that you recommend the podcast to just one friend. Thanks a lot. Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Natasha Janine Thomas, author of the debut novel, Family Medicine. Natasha, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Jeff.
Sure. Well, if someone listening hasn't yet heard about your novel, Family Medicine, how would you describe the novel?
Ooh, okay. I would call it a psychological thriller that is set in South Florida. So it's kind of like a beachside thriller. And it is about a young woman named Therese and the adventures that she goes on with a close friend and how she's pursuing a career in dance. But the novel definitely takes her in a different direction where she's faced with figuring out how she can be her own hero when faced with some really, I think, scary challenges and people around her that she can't be quite sure of their intentions.
Sure. And I'm curious, do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to write Family Medicine?
So the setting of the book comes from a recurring dream that I have. There's a beach house where a lot of the action takes place, and it's a place that I have dreamt of for probably over 20 years at this point. Also, I work as a psychiatrist, and I focus on women's mental health issues. And so I found that as I was going through my writing process, a lot of the what I call intra-psychic themes, the thought themes that people have, were presenting themselves in the story. And I found myself kind of writing about those things where I see a lot of my female patients struggle in areas where I feel like I'd like to see people be free of those issues or to understand the way that they impact other people and modify behavior accordingly.
And I'm curious, how did your work as a psychiatrist impact or influence the story that you were writing?
In a lot of ways, because of the fact that it, you know, it's a thriller, I'll leave it spoiler free, mm-hmm. yeah. I guess. but I did use a lot of the psychiatric world and the medicine world in the book. So you're introduced to characters who are physicians or otherwise in the medical field. Other psychiatrists, interesting psychiatric diagnoses, and a window into some psychopathology that's not like everyday psychiatry that you would see when you're treating, you know, depression and anxiety, but definitely things that exist and impact people, especially in relationships.
Well, I'm curious, what was your initial writing journey that led you to write and get your debut novel published?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I started trying to write Family Medicine maybe 12 years before or 12 years ago. And then in 2020, because I am a psychiatrist, I converted my practice to a telemedicine practice secondary to trying to, you know, survive during COVID-19 and finding a way to connect with my patients safely. What that meant for me was that there was no more commute time in the morning and in the evenings, and that helped me have a lot of extra time to kind of get the story out that had been kind of like scratching at my mind over the years. When I started, you know, originally back in maybe 2011 or somewhere around there, you know, I'm not necessarily formally trained as a writer. I was a writing minor at my college, Spelman College in Atlanta. But a large part of my academic training obviously went to medicine. So when I started to write it, the first iteration of it, I was like, yeah, I've got this beach house and the people, but I'm not really sure how to pull this together and where exactly it's going. Then when I had the extra time in 2020, I was like, I really felt like I needed to get it out. I used some courses, you know, from everything from like masterclass to even tidbits from YouTube and authors there, indie authors there. So gathering information to kind of put the story together and learning how to let the characters evolve through the story. So that's kind of how I, you know, got started in the process that I was writing through. And usually I'm a morning writer, I'm a morning person in general. So I would get up and try to, you know, do a few hours before I would, you know, see my patients. And it just started to kind of unfold itself.
That's great. What was your writing process when you were working in family medicine?
Did you, I mean, you just talked about looking at masterclass and YouTube. Did you outline the book before you began, or did you write a draft and then you were looking at these videos and trying to, you know, adapt what you were learning? Can you talk about a little bit about that?
Right. That's a great question, too. I initially knew that I wanted to write the story, so I reached out to a writing coach. And it was funny. I found then in that process that I'm kind of like a hybrid pantser, I guess, so that I wanted to kind of have an idea of where the story was going and what I was starting with for sure. But I didn't have a clear picture of where it was going to end up. And I didn't want to try to outline it extensively because I felt like it was, I felt like the story was telling itself to me. So I wanted to leave room for some things to develop organically. So, you know, I sketched out all of the characters, all of their traits, all of their works. And I sketched out settings and things like that. In the first third of the book. And then from there, I kind of let it do its own thing. Now with Masterclass, I took a Dan Brown class on writing thrillers and adventure type books. And so that helped me get an understanding of how I needed to be kind of tight on the pacing, make it feel as like it had movement as exciting and, you know, thrilling as I possibly could. And so that class was really helpful, you know, with that. Also, there are, you know, other classes that I'm really impressed by truly on YouTube, some of the indie authors, and they're really young people, but they've got great writing experience. And so they helped with things like me understanding a three arcs, you know, the three act story structure and understanding, again, pacing. And again, what are the things, what's the psychology behind hooking a person into a story? So I was able to use those things. And then from psychiatry, I was able to draw on depictions of people that are pretty vivid because my whole, you know, life as a psychiatrist is describing the way people think. And so translating that part into like character dialogue and inner thought was, that part was pretty easy for me, but understanding the real structure of story to get to the end of a novel and it makes sense, that part was something that I needed some instruction on.
And I'm
at Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place by working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies. We keep moving forward with each new idea, innovation, and partnership. We're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Curious, are there specific YouTubers or YouTube channels that you found helpful in that writing process? Do you remember their names?
Yes. One in particular, I definitely remember her name, and her name is Abby Emmons. Her last name is E-M-M-O-N-S. And she wrote, I'm really bad at titles and remembering them, but I'm pretty sure the name of her book is like 100 Days of Sunlight. And she's got a ton of YouTube videos on story structure, character development. She focuses a lot on making sure that the story is not happening to the character, but that the character is driving the story, and that is not just about the plot, because that way you can see a person develop over time, which is exactly what I would love to see myself if I was reading.
Sure. A novel. Yeah. Are you working on another novel now?
I am. So I'm okay with saying that Family Medicine is going to have more parts. And as they're developing, I'm trying to figure out if some will be sequels or prequels. But based on the way that the story kind of concludes, it's a full story in and of itself, but there's room also for more exploration, which I love. So I've started drafting that, and hopefully we'll be done with it by the end of the year to go into the other process, which is all of the editing and getting it ready for publication.
That's great. Well, what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories and novels?
One thing I would say is to set aside the time and discipline yourself to use that time, because the writing process in and of itself is not always just putting pen to paper or typing, you know, but you do have to set aside that space, even if it's for you to be creating an outline or to be doing research or to let yourself, brainstorm. So make sure that you set aside that time and make it kind of like a sacred thing, because otherwise the story you'll never give birth to it, so to speak. It needs the time. Also, I would say, while it's great to get, you know, instruction and encouragement from other people, resources, reading groups, and that kind of thing, make sure that you don't compare yourself so much to the skills of other people that you talk yourself out of doing it. You know, even if you feel inexperienced or feel in over your head, try not to talk yourself out of pushing through. And then you can tweak things and fine tune things with other resources down the road as you need to. I think also, I guess it's important to be clear on your why, you know, like, why are you writing the story? I think knowing what it is that you want to impart to the world through your story really helps give it momentum and helps you push through those times when you do have a drought or writer's block, or, you know, you'd rather be doing something else. So keep going with it, I think, is overall. Sure. Advice.
What books have you read recently that you enjoyed?
Oh, that's a good question too. All these great questions. When I was writing Family Medicine, I was also reading, I'm so bad at title. It's written by Nadine Matheson, and it was called The Jigsaw Man. So that was like a crime novel. And she's an attorney, so it was like written from her expertise in law. And she's UK-based. I was also reading a thriller by Amber Garza at the time, Where I Left You. And let's see. There was, Behind Closed Doors I was reading at the time. So a lot of thrillers, because I like thrillers in movies. But I was like, I don't know if I actually read a lot of thrillers or had read a lot of thrillers before that time, because a lot of what I read was influenced by things I was introduced to in college, and kind of like I follow the same authors a lot. So I was like, you know, let me see how these ladies are doing it. And also The Wedding. Is it The Invitation? I'm really, that's really okay. Bad at titles. I don't know what that means about me. From a theatric standpoint, I don't know what that's about, but it was written by a lot of women. A lot of the stories that I was listening to and reading at the time from UK-based thriller writers. And so this was another one. Maybe it was called The Invitation. It's about a wedding.
Got it.
In like Ireland or something. So, and a few audiobooks too.
That's great. Well, where can people find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and your novel, Family Medicine?
Okay, great. My website is natashajanineThomas.com. And I also have social media pages on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And they're all my name, Natasha Janine Thomas, as my handle, except for on Twitter, it's at Janine Author. But if you search my name, you'll find my
That's
stuff.
Great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Natasha Janine Thomas, author of the debut novel, Family Medicine. The novel is available now, so go buy a copy. And Natasha, thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you so much for having me. It was fun, Jeff.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.